The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Let's go to Cork now. We're joined by the Lord Mayor of Cork, Councillor Mick Finn. Mick, thank you very much for joining us. No problem. Tell us a little bit about the Liam Miller benefit match, which is being held in September, please. Why it is that this has come about, before we talk about the venue for it.
Okay, well, look, a number of people spearheaded by Michael O'Flynn, who will be a well-known developer in Cork and a friend of the Miller families, came together to organise a benefit for the family following the death of Liam last February at such a young age, just a month or two before his 37th birthday. And as listeners will know, he would have played at a high level for Manchester United, for Celtic, for QPR, I think for Sunderland, and would have had been capped for Ireland under Roy Keane. So Roy came across specifically yesterday from his home in the UK to launch the fundraising event, which is taking place on the 25th of September, Tuesday. And it's basically going to be, kind of, as I said, a galaxy of stars from Roy's own time playing for Liam's time playing. And the teams will be managed, one by Roy Keane and one by Martin O'Neill, in a challenge game, I suppose, an exhibition match, in a bid to raise funds for Liam's family. And that will be followed by a black tie gala event, a corporate event in City Hall, which Cork City Council has made available to the organisers. And I think already that is close to being sold out. And I'm sure the match will be too, once it goes on sale on Ticketmaster tomorrow morning at 10.
Indeed. Now, tickets tomorrow morning, €50 each. There's a limit of 4. But the problem is Turner's Cross only holds how many as a capacity?
I think the capacity for something like this will be in the region of 7,000. Recently I attended the Cork City Legia Warsaw game, I think, where the capacity was reduced because of UEFA rules to about 5,500. So I think the capacity for an event like this, kind of a fundraising event where there'll be no need for segregating of crowds, is in the region of 7,000, which I think, you know, it's a small venue, it's the home of Cork soccer, it's where Liam played his last, his last club was in Cork City. But I suppose the difficulty will be, and given the demand and the interest in the event in the last number of days, it's not going to cater for demand, because I think they will be snapped up within, I'd say 5 or 6 minutes.
Now, did you ask the GAA if Parky Cueve could be made available?
Yes, look, I think Michael Flynnigan, who is the driver of this event, had been in contact with the Cork County Board, and as I did myself, with the secretary and the chairperson. And I think the difficulty here is that, you know, the GAA has its own laws and rules, and the only ground, in my understanding of it, is that the only ground in Ireland that can be capable of being used for other events and other sports is Croke Park. That was agreed a number of years ago, and that the rule in place at the moment, which needed to be changed at Congress for it to be changed, is that any other venue in Ireland, if there's a proposal for another sport, or a sport predominantly, if it was a soccer match or a rugby match, or part of a World Cup rugby or a European soccer, that would have to be go before Congress in its own instance, rather than being a blanket a permission for it to be allowed. And I think that's the stumbling block that the organisers came across here. The event has been planned for September. The next Congress, where a request could be put, I think, is in February, which is obviously too late. And I think that's the roadblock at the moment that's preventing it from being played in the state-of-the-art Parky Cueve.
Okay, stay with us, Councillor Mick Finn, Lord Mayor of Cork. Larry Ryan from the Irish Examiner, sports journalist there, joins us as well. Is there anything in the rule book that can allow for exceptions to be made? Because it's been suggested to me that the Cork County Board would have been amenable, perhaps, or are they just saying that because they know that they can blame headquarters and Croke Park for stopping them?
Hi, Matt. No, I think, in fairness, the Cork chairperson Tracy Kennedy has reiterated again to the Evening Echo this evening that, from the Cork side of things, they were receptive to the game, but their hands are tied. There is nothing in the rule. I mean, there's nothing in the rules to allow them, I suppose, to stage the game. There was, as you already know, a couple of amendments to Rule 42 made over the years to allow Croke Park to more or less do what it likes with fixtures, but also that games could be held at Parky Cueve. Rugby games could be held at Parky Cueve should we've got the Rugby World Cup, But that was a specific amendment, and that's the only case really where field sports not sanctioned by Central Council can be played, So, I mean, there isn't, I suppose, having said that, I mean, a couple of Cork footballers have made good points today that really this is a charity event more than a soccer game, you know. So I mean,
and also, in fairness, I mean, Liam Miller played with Air Og as a teenager as well until he concentrated on soccer. I mean, without being facetious, could they not have actually started this maybe as a Gaelic football match for 5 minutes and then run on with the pitch onto the pitch with the markings for the soccer game?
Well, exactly. Or I mean, stage it at a concert, you know. I mean, I think we'd get a good crowd in if Roy Keane would volunteer to sing. I'd say it'd be more popular than Ed Sheeran. I'd imagine that. At Páirc Uí Chaoimh, you know, but yeah, you would think some kind of necessary fudge is usually required in these cases, you know. And I think, I mean, this isn't, you know, it's not a soccer match, as Dave Barry said. It's not a qualifier. It's not a competitive game. It's a charity event. And as Tracy Kennedy pointed out, the GAA were perfectly willing to host, the Black Tie Night at Páirc Uí Chaoimh. So I don't think there's any kind of ideological reasons why the game couldn't take place there.
Yeah, because this listener is saying things like, how come the Ed Sheeran concert was on in Páirc Uí Chaoimh? Because it's a concert rather than a sports event.
Well, exactly. It's not, you know, there's no problem with concerts at GAA grounds. It's specifically field sports and I think horse racing, greyhound racing are field games other than those sanctioned by Central Council, you know. So,
but there's another issue here, Larry. How much state money went into the rebuilding of Páirc Uí Chaoimh? It wasn't all money that the GAA had from its own resources, was it? There was government funding, which a lot of people say that if money from the state is going in, it should be a municipal type of thing like you have in continental Europe, where if state money goes in, then all sports should have access.
Well, exactly. There are some suggestions, that when that money went in there, that more stipulations should have been attached to the money, you know. But that, I suppose, that didn't take place, you know. So, and the rule hasn't been changed. In the meantime, no. I mean, is there a will there? I still suspect. I mean, it's a PR nightmare for the GAA now. So especially so soon after the whole Newbridge or Nowhere stuff that erupted in recent weeks, you know. And I mean, it's. The country has already, we're already in the realms of absolute disgrace. It was all over Liveline. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word on here.
That's
but,
fine. That's not a problem.
This morning, this afternoon. So I think, I'd imagine you would suspect after this, certainly some rule change will take place to allow these kind of events if the need arises. But you would surely think that they'll come to some arrangement for this one too.
Okay, just to finish with you, Lord Mayor, Cork Councillor Mick Finn, despite the outrage which has been expressed on places like Liveline, there's nothing, it seems, that can be done, is there?
Well, no, look, I mean, I think, you know, I have written to the Arts Juror of the GAA just to, I suppose, in a bid to ask, you know, is there anything further that can be done? I mean, I think the GAA in Cork, in fairness to them, have been very receptive to the idea. They are precluded by the rules that govern their organisation. As you rightly pointed out, Liam, you know, played GAA first. He played with Air Og and he captained his Ovens national school team to Skeena Skull victory as well. You know, and I think that they're anxious to try and facilitate it as well. But if the rule is in place, you know, they have to operate within that as a very big organisation, the biggest sporting organisation in Cork and in Ireland. So, look, I have written to the Arts Juror in a bit to determine if there are avenues.
Yeah, maybe just designating it as a charity event without even saying it's a soccer match, even if the soccer goalposts have to go in and the pitch has to be marked about it. You know, in the great Irish way, turn a blind eye to it and say, oh, we're just having a charity event here.
Yeah, and I think that's the key point that I made as well. I mean, it's about goodwill and it is a charity event. I mean, it's not a scheduled FAI game or a UEFA match or anything like that. You know, it's a gathering of former teammates to raise money for the family. And one of the things I did suggest actually was that you could have maybe a football game or a hurling game or something, or a bit of an exhibition thrown in, maybe to temper it. But look, I mean, as I said, I'll await the reply from the Archer.
Sure.
I fear that it won't happen. But look, I think in any event, the event in Turner's Cross, if it goes ahead and when it goes ahead, will be a fantastic occasion for the family and for Cork. And I urge people to support it.
Actually, just Larry Ryan, very briefly, and it's Gavin Beckton has sent in a tweet. Why was I able to watch Collins versus Eubank, a fully commercialised sporting event at Páirc Uí Chaoimh, but not a charity event masquerading as a soccer match? That's an interesting one. That was a fully professional sports fight.
Not a field sport though, Matt. That's the key. That's the key there, I think, on canvas. So we weren't on a field. It's only field games that are field games, horse racing and greyhound racing are the ones precluded, I believe. So boxing is fine.
Larry Ryan from the Irish Examiner, Councillor Mick Finn, Lord Mayor of Cork, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.